Well, as it has in recent years, the Cleveland Orchestra has spent a good part of the summer outside the confines of its usual home, Severance Hall. This summer, it's been performing in the city's Huff neighborhood. Huff is one of Cleveland's poorest areas and the site of a major race riot back in the 1960s. The orchestra's presence there is part of an effort to bring the institution closer to the people. But just dropping in can be tricky. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream explains.
For the past 4 years, the Cleveland Orchestra has taken their act on the road and set up visits around Greater Cleveland. These neighborhood residencies saw various groupings of musicians playing in non-traditional spaces, from ensembles in grocery stores to solo artists in coffee shops. Tanya Boaster says the orchestra's local residencies are part of a major trend happening across the country. She's an associate director of the Oberlin-based Bonner Center for Service and Learning, which works to foster such collaborations.
The old model of service that, you know, I'm going in and doing something to help someone that has a sort of imperial colonial overtones.
That's the concern that Huff Councilman T.J. Dow says he had as the orchestra was planning its residency in his ward. But Dow says the relationship they actually built was refreshing.
That's how you collaborate. You come into a community and you have enough respect for the people that live there, and you engage them and you talk with them, and then you come up with an event. And so some people get that wrong.
Nationally, arts organizations started exploring ways to interact with their communities about 15 years ago. At the time, the efforts were called outreach, implying a one-way transaction. But the newer term, engagement, suggests a two-way street. Joan Katz-Napoli became familiar with that street this summer. As the orchestra's director of education and community engagement, she was involved in the nuts and bolts of connecting with Huff stakeholders. She says it even took a while to figure out the best way to communicate.
They don't have time to be checking their emails every 20 seconds. And so what we learned was, because Huff is a close-by neighbor, jump in the car and go down and talk to people eyeball to eyeball. It's 5 minutes from Severance Hall. In some respects, a world away, and we want to close that gap.
But how do you know when the gap's closed?
That's really difficult to pin down.
Tanya Boaster says research in this area is new and ongoing as more and more traditional cultural institutions hit the streets and meet the people outside their marble walls.
I think it involves building trust over time. The trust and the relationship building are crucial to doing this well and responsibly.
In this case, the Cleveland Orchestra learns to talk to a potentially new audience, and city residents experience some cultural options they might not have considered before.
That sounds great, so you'll get really good. And that's how Miss Beth got really good, too, by practicing every single day. So it's important to
see. One of the orchestra's engagement workshops this summer involved violinist Beth Woodside playing some John Philip Sousa for children at the Langston Hughes Branch Library. Educator Rachel Novak taught the kids a little marching dance to the music, which prompted an assortment of smiles and giggles. Afterwards, Tyriana McLean admitted Stars and Stripes Forever wasn't exactly her favorite jam.
I like to listen to Salitaw, a rapper. Now watch me whip, now watch me nae-nae. Now watch me
whip, watch me nae-nae. Teenage rap star Silento's 2015 summer dance hit Watch Me, Whip and Nae Nae is more Tyriana's style. But her buddy, Jamira Broaddus, disagreed, telling Novak that the century-old Sousa song was cool.
100% better than the Whip and Nae Nae.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's really nice of you to say. Thank you for saying that. Thanks for coming, guys. Appreciate it.
And the two girls left the classroom with a new song in their heads and a personal connection to an old school institution with something to share just a few blocks away. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.